This is Eric Sturgeon talking to
Jeff Stevenson.
What is this huge thing we're looking at right now?
It's a Mystic catamaran. It's a 50-foot catamaran powered by two T-53 turbine engines, which are the same engines that are in the Cobra attack helicopters. And the boat's capable of over 200 miles an hour, and hopefully we can set some world records with it.
Now, you took this thing to Oshkosh, you know, to show it off?
Yeah, we live right here in Winneconne, probably 10 miles away, and, you know, we're here trying to, you know, promote ourselves and hopefully sell some stuff and raise some money to help race with.
So how long have you been racing for?
I've been racing for 6 years now. I started in Factory 2 with a V-bottom boat and went to Super V and Super Cat, now with the unlimited turbine boats.
What does it take to get to this point?
It takes a lot of money, a lot of effort, a lot of work, a lot of traveling. It really is a lot of work, but we have fun doing it, and we really enjoy it.
Yeah, I assume this is a huge investment, you know.
Yeah, it's definitely a huge investment, but it's all worth it, you know. We enjoy doing the fans and parades, and enjoy doing it, hanging out with the public, and you know, we really have fun with it, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I think it's a lot like flying, where you have to invest a lot of money in something you love, but you get a lot out of it, right?
Absolutely, yeah, it's all worth it in the end.
Is there, what kind of, like, licenses, restrictions do you need to get to this point?
None. You don't need anything. You just need to be 18 years old and go for it.
Is there any kind of restrictions, you know, for this kind of racing?
There's a few restrictions, but, you know, mostly anybody can do it. If you have a boat and you want to race, you know, there's a class for you, and you can go do it.
Now, like, what class is this boat?
This class, it changed. It first was turbine, then it was extreme, and now it's unlimited. So we're in an unlimited, which it means anybody can do it. It can be turbine-powered, gas-powered, rocket-powered, you know, whatever. Anybody thinks they can do, you know, they can bring it and race it. So it's just unlimited. It just solves all the issues with all the rules and regulations. So,
of course, all problems can be solved with horsepower.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you, like, explain some of the other classes for us?
There's a lot of classes. There's basic entry, like, you know, it's called the P classes, which is open boat cockpit, and they range from, you know, 100 miles an hour, then they have a 90-mile-an-hour class, an 80-mile-an-hour class, then they have Super V, which are enclosed boats, which go over 100. There's no rules. They just have to have the same motors. There's other classes that have to have the same motors, but they can use different drives. So there's an infinite amount of classes. You know, whatever kind of boat you have, there's a class for it.
Just curious, how fast does this thing go?
This boat goes over 200 miles an hour. It's about 4,000 horsepower, and it is awesome to drive. It's really fun.
That's amazing. Now, what kind of fuel does it burn?
We use Jet A, but you can put diesel, kerosene, you can mix it with gas, alcohol. You can pretty much burn anything in it.
So just whatever you can throw, just whatever you throw in there?
Yeah, primarily Jet A, though. That's what we use.
The mileage of this thing, is it rated in like miles per gallon, you know, gallons per second or something like that?
More like gallons per mile.
Like this giant truck over here. I've been looking at that thing. What is that?
Yeah, the truck's awesome. It's a Ford F-650. We had customized and built by F-650 Super Trucks in Augusta, Georgia, and they built it from the bottom up to all my specs. I pretty much wanted everything they had, so I said, go for it. You know, we want this for parades like this, for a static display. You know, we can play our videos, play music, and it grabs everybody's attention, and everybody loves it. I mean, you can't go anywhere without people mobbing it and taking pictures of it. It's awesome.
Definitely. I mean, just as we walked up here, like five or six people were out there with their cameras, you know?
Yeah, you'll see that all day. Everybody wants a picture of it, and more people can relate to the truck than the boat, and I think they like the truck better, but, you know, you give them the choice.
Yeah, you see there's like three plasma screens in that thing, and, you know, it's like a jacked-up semi-suspend. They're like framing everything.
Yeah, it is, pretty much. It's pretty much a semi. I mean, air brakes and all that, but yeah, it's the only rig I have that can tow the boat, so that's what I gotta use.
Looking at the trailer, that's really weird. It's a really weird setup, though, you know? I bet you had to have that, like, custom-made, you know, just for the boat.
Yep, that's custom-made, too. It's actually, so we can tip it up so it's legal to drive down the road, because the boat's 12 feet wide, then you need all kinds of permits, and it's a huge hassle, so this solves all that problem. We can tip it up, and it's inside the fender wells, and it's the legitimate width, and it makes it way easier. And plus, for display, it's amazing to look at. The boat on its side, it just looks like a big boat, but when you tip it up on the side, it really blows your mind. You can see the whole boat, you can look inside it, you can see the engines. It's great for display.
Yeah, definitely. You can see. You just look inside. Just walk right up. Hey, look. Now, what kind of safety gear do you have for this boat?
Well, everything. We use, all the best safety gear we can have. I mean, anything that's failed in any other boat, we try to replace. I mean, nobody survived a crash over 160 miles an hour, so safety is of the utmost importance. So, I mean, we used, scuba tanks. We have air. We use jet fighter. Helmets with masks, and we have intercoms. We can talk to each other. We can talk to shore. It's a huge operation. We have helicopters following us when we're out there, and safety is of the utmost importance.
But had safety in mind when you were designing this huge boat?
Absolutely. We actually had another boat in Miami that the bottom peeled off when we sank, and there was a bunch of issues that we found out along with that. So this boat now is even safer than the old boat. And same thing, it's just lessons learned, and if you live through it, then you can make it better and you can help everybody else out too.
What kind of safety features does this thing have?
Well, it's all, the boat's all carbon fiber, but it has a Kevlar cockpit. And now we found out to not drill holes through the Kevlar and put radios and stuff through the cockpit walls, because that's where all the water came right through the cockpit, and it absolutely destroyed the boat. So that's one thing we've learned. And then another is a layer of carbon over the fuel tanks, which we found out was bad. We saw it arcing and sparking, so we're not going to do that anymore either.
Now, you said something about having radios in there. I thought for a boat race, maybe only like 5 minutes long. I didn't think you need a radio and all that setup in there.
No, well, the race is about an hour long, so we're talking to shore, we're talking to race communications, we're talking to the helicopter, we're actually broadcasting 3 video channels and live telemetry, so it's a big operation.
What kind of radios do you have in there anyway?
Honestly, I'm not sure exactly what kind they are, but we use Racecom, Race Communications. They're at all the races, and I think their radios are their own brand. They actually make them and design them specifically for each use. So, ours are specific to us and are encrypted and everything like that, so nobody can listen. It's pretty high-tech stuff.
I'm sure this radio of yours costs quite a pretty penny, huh?
Yeah, everything you see costs a pretty penny. But, you really need the best stuff, and it's really important. You can't have anything fail on you at all.
Now, these races, where do they normally take place?
Most all the races that we do are in Florida, but, there's some on the East Coast and some inland now, too. Kentucky and Tennessee. There's actually one in Michigan right now or next weekend. So they're all over the country. Just we don't do any of the Pacific stuff. We just stay on the East Coast.
So, any close by to here?
They used to have one in Milwaukee, but they don't have it anymore. So the closest one is in a couple weeks in Indiana, right by Chicago, and then Detroit. So those are the closest ones to us from here.
We're actually from Indiana, so
Michigan City, Indiana is where the race is. So yeah, we were thinking about bringing this down there on the way back, but I need to get it finished rigged. So as soon as EAA is over, I'm headed south to Florida to get the boat finished so we can start racing again.
So, when does this race take place?
Oh, Michigan City. I think it's in like 2 weeks. I'd have to look at the schedule, but that's when it is. And the race is usually on Sunday. It's usually practice Friday, Saturday, and then race on Sunday.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to us.
Yeah.
Again, your name is...
Jeff Stevenson of JBS Racing.